Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. It's the Mike and Abe Show, and here we are. We haven't been in, we've taken a month off now, almost.
Yes.
And but we're back. You know, like we say, if we're not doing a show, we're trying to get there. Okay, things are hectic these days, and you know, I have no apologies to make, but we're here. Right. Mike, you there?
I have no apologies to make over here most of the time, and like I said, just we're not on the air. We're doing stuff behind the scenes, like driving a cab, running a cab, going to meetings and stuff like that. So don't fret. We're here. We're now. We're happening. Happy holidays. Happy everything to everyone. I'm just going to keep everything covered. Happy everything to everyone.
Yeah. Okay.
And if you see a guy, if you see a guy in a red suit standing on the corner in Times Square yelling "ho ho ho," don't lock him up. It might be Santa Claus. Anyway. All right. So
anyway, you wanted to talk about today is the 15th. We're recording this. Hopefully, I'll get it up on the website tonight or tomorrow morning.
Right.
Okay. A few days from now, Wednesday, there's going to be a big demonstration. Tell me about it, Mike.
Big demonstration thrown by the folks over at the New York Taxi Workers Alliance, with Queen Bee, Beta V, organizing a demonstration with her members in front of the governor's office on 3rd Avenue. Now, the governor, I'm not a big fan of the governor. He keeps bragging about all his construction contracts. Then I look at the concrete that keeps cracking with the cheap concrete. You know, a guy went to jail for being an inspector and signing off on cheap concrete about 5 years ago. He did 7 years. I forget what his name is. They asked him, they told him, well, you can do like a year and a half. We'll get you out early if you tell us that. No. I'll do 7 years. So gives you an idea of what's going on in the construction business. But Cuomo is the bridge builder. He's building bridges between upstate New York. And apparently he's siphoning off MTA money to do it, which somebody told me. So right now.
Well, that's hearsay, Mike. They don't, you know, you can't say that. I mean, you've said it, and I'll leave it in there. Yeah. Okay, but you can't say that.
In my opinion, no. I mean, siphoning off. Can I talk?
Go ahead. Yeah.
Right. Stop saying yeah. Can I talk?
Yes, I'll say yes. I said yes.
Okay. So siphoning off from one agency to the other, the MTA money comes in, and apparently, instead of pouring the money into the buses and subways in New York City, he siphons it off to build a bridge, to build a road, to build a this, to build a that. And I didn't know they were doing that, but if somebody told me, the MTA money is not in a lockbox exclusively for buses and trains. It comes in and is, pardon the French, but it's pissed away on other stuff, which I did not know about, which explains a lot. Let me just tell you something about the subways, because the demonstration on Wednesday the 19th is about this $2.50 per trip surcharge for yellow cabs, just for yellow cabs. On trips emanating and going into a zone below 96th Street in Manhattan, which is ridiculous. So you're going to be punished, and you're going to be discriminated against if you live below 96th Street in Manhattan, courtesy of the guy that got elected. I don't know how this guy can live, but courtesy of Governor Cuomo. So the demonstration on Wednesday are the cabbies who are asking the question like me. I'm saying, where's the due process? Where's the public hearing? Where's the this? Where's our fare increase, first of all, before the MTA rips us off and rips our passengers off for $2.50 a ride? Now, what ticks me off within the ticked off is our press. Where are the reporters on this? It's like this little tiny secret. It's like, oh, by the way, they say zero. Everything is now, Trump.
Mike, let me jump in here. Okay? Jump. All right. Okay. There has been much reporting that this is going to happen. There has been much reporting that the yellow taxi industry is scared to death that it's going to ruin them, and that's possible.
Right.
Okay, all right. However, the surcharge is also on the for hire vehicles. The only problem here is there's no way for the for hire vehicles to authorities to get confirmation of just how many trips they're doing, such as with the yellow taxis, they know how many trips they're doing.
They know way too much.
And right. There's also a conflict in the fact that Uber can claim that the ride is a shared ride, you know, a group ride.
Right.
And then the passenger pays 75 cents, even if no one else gets in the car, you know, to right. share the ride. Okay, mm-hmm. all they have to do is declare, and to me, that's insanely corrupt.
Discrimination.
You know, just discriminate. Okay, yeah. You know, where is our opportunity, the yellow taxis? Where is our opportunity to declare a shared ride?
Where is our opportunity to group ride? Where is our opportunity to?
Yeah, well, yeah, right, exactly. I mean, if they could do that, whatever they are allowed to do, the yellow should be allowed to do. Whatever, you know, both segments should have equal justice, equal opportunities or non opportunities.
Right. It puts it as a huge competitive disadvantage. Favoring right. one segment of the industry over another, where we've done nothing right. wrong. I'll tell you something else, Abe. This jumps back again within this mess. You, me, Taxi Dave, Carolyn, a few other people I talk to personally, and thousands in the industry, we kept asking, where's the fare increase? Where's the fare increase? Where's the fare increase? And you had these knuckleheads who, of course, now are hiding under the table and denying that they ever said that. You have these knuckleheads running around saying, oh, I don't want to get the fare increase because of Uber. I don't want to get a fare. And they were so afraid of Uber that they didn't go for their own fare increase. And the MTA swooped in and stole our fare increase. So next time,
I agree.
Tell them to keep their mouths shut because they don't know anything, idiots.
Okay.
So now we're in a mess. Right, now we're in a big mess.
Yeah, and I just want to say that as for the demonstration, the main thing that they're demonstrating for is that yellow taxis are not part of the problem. They're part of the solution for congestion. Okay. And all yellow taxis should be exempt from any congestion surcharge.
Right.
Okay. The surcharge should be, look, everyone should share a little bit. I mean, you know, but to throw this $2.50 thing on, you know, where it's going to be $5.80 to get into a taxi.
Just to get in.
You know, people right. are going to, yeah, people are going to, they'll hitchhike before they do that.
This is another part of the structure of this $2.50. Yeah. You punish the person going to the coffee shop. So if somebody gets in with the grandkids, goes to the coffee shop to get something for the kids, their $7 ride is now going to be $9.50. If somebody is going from the Bronx into Brooklyn, their $50 ride is going to be $52.50. So the person going from the Bronx into Brooklyn has a 5% increase, and the person going around the corner to the coffee shop has a 40% increase. And, you know, a lot of these people below 96 aren't rich people. You got a lot of rent control people. You got a lot of public housing people. You got a lot of people who need yellow cabs, and you're punishing them. You're punishing hundreds of thousands of people who live below 96th Street in Manhattan, and you're also punishing the store owners because a lot of those people aren't going to take a cab into Manhattan. They're going to stay out of the
You're punishing also the taxi drivers and owners because the people on the small rides will, a good percentage of them will opt not to take a taxi.
Yep.
Okay?
Yep.
And on the long rides, they'll opt to give either no tip or a smaller tip. Okay.
And it shouldn't be on the drop. It should be phased at least something like that. First of all, it shouldn't be there. I mean, the other thing with the commerce law, you have private investors who buy MTA bonds, correct? Don't you buy bonds from the MTA as an investor? Can't you buy MTA issued bonds? Yeah, you can, right?
I don't know.
Yes, see ya.
Tell me. Yeah, yeah. I never bought a bond, so,
right.
So at every least now from and the MTA, I didn't, right.
Right, so hypothetically speaking, if you can buy MTA-issued mass transit bonds, you're technically, with your little inky-dinky 250 per trip, you're propping up the price of return for private investors, which why am I giving my money to a private investor where I'm not invested in that? I mean, if I own bonds and I want to get money to prop up my investment, is one thing. But if I don't own any bonds, why are you forcing me to put money into a private investor's pocket? And the MTA has private investors. They have bonds. So that's illegal. There's about five different things where this is complete and utter bullshit in layman's terms. And I hope at least the press will open their eyes. Oh, and the last thing is, this is not the last thing. There's a zillion things on this. But one of the interesting things is, that TV that keeps blasting away in the back of cabs, this announcement isn't on the taxi TV in the back of cabs. How are you possibly going to get the public aware that they're about to get ripped off by the MTA? But at the same time, you don't even have a public service announcement in the back of the yellow cab on the TV saying it's going to be another $250 per trip starting January 1st. All we have is Yoshi, the chairperson of the TLC, giving wrong information about fare refusals, telling everybody that she's like on her hands and knees begging people to complain against cab drivers when they're already in the freaking cab. So this is the crazy stuff. And all this happened after the election. A lot of this happened after the election, Abe. I mean, this happened after the election, and the Amazon Death Star being approved in Long Island City also happened after the election. So those are two things where nobody made an issue of it before the elections, but after the elections, they're trying to sneak it through. It's disgusting. Go.
Mike, it's been the year is coming to a close, and I want to thank the MTBOT for sponsoring us and helping us get our message across.
Right.
Okay. And we have other sponsors that we'll bring up later. Okay.
Okay. Like Checker and the other.
So if you need to drive a cab, and I understand that there's a lot more drivers than taxis these days.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Especially since many of the taxis are off the road due to foreclosure and bankruptcy.
Oh yeah.
Thank you. Thank you. I say thank you to Uber on that. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So get in touch with the MTBOT and our other sponsors like Checker.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And a WB Taxi,
okay, right.
And Queens Medallion, okay,
right.
And let's get back to the show, okay. I just wanted to throw them in and say happy holidays to these wonderful people,
mm-hmm.
okay, who have been helping us stay online, and give the information that the NYC Taxi News gives.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I think the cab driving community should start rewarding the people who support them, okay? Because we have a lot of people just raking in the dough over and over again, every day, every week, every month. And then you have groups who are out there defending cab drivers and defending the business. And it gets to a point where you have people who support us and support other groups and support other publications in the business. We have to start asking these guys seriously who drive cabs and buy cars and buy insurance. Hey, listen. Why are you going over to a place to work and to give money to a place that doesn't help, that just stays in the shadows, just takes your money, doesn't support taxi newspapers and taxi radio shows and taxi websites for that fact? You got to start bringing your money over to the people who are helping us out, okay? And the people who don't help us out, why are you using them, all right? You have the power of the dollar at your fingertips. And I'll tell you something. It's the same people to a large degree over and over again who are fighting for the cab drivers in the industry. And you have some people to always hide under the desk, don't say anything, don't do anything, and they just rake in the dough. So why don't we start helping the people who help us and ignoring the people who don't? That's my little editorial on that.
Okay. Yeah. And I just want to say that, right now I'm looking at the webcam for Times Square, and there are still plenty of yellow taxis out on the street,
mm-hmm.
despite the hardships that we've been through over the last 4 years,
right.
Okay, four years, pretty much, and that's good. The public wants us, Mike.
They want
the yellow taxis, and the proof is in the pudding,
right.
Okay? Because if you go out and work in a yellow taxi, you will make money every shift you work.
Now, at least now you will. I don't know what's going to happen next year, but at least now you will.
Well, okay.
So it's a serious problem. I mean, it's a serious problem.
Yeah.
And according to our friend in the field, pardon me, our friend in the field, Taxi Dave, the people who were representing the cab drivers had a deal with Cuomo's office where it wasn't going to be $250 a trip. I mean, it was already 50 cents a trip. And they kind of had a deal where it's going to be like, something. It'll be like another 50 cents or another dollar. Then whammo, $250 a trip gets thrown in at the last minute. Double-crossed the taxi representative. It's disgusting. And, the other thing is, speaking of high-tech stuff, when are they going to check the voting machines? Apparently the Democrats have hired a vendor to count the votes in New York State. All right? So maybe this has a lot to do with these situations going on. Maybe
let me say this, Mike. Let me just stay on topic here about the surcharge.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Yeah.
Governor Cuomo wanted this surcharge. Governor Cuomo signed off on the surcharge, and Governor Cuomo is the only one at this point that could put a hold on the surcharge.
Right.
Okay. All right. You know, and there is hearsay that I've heard that it's possible that some of the taxi owners may bring this to court.
Well, like I said, Governor Cuomo's not the king. Governor Cuomo just can't sign stuff. He's not the only one. The courts, from what I've heard, I asked a couple, a big shot last week. He goes, well, they are talking about, they have a lawsuit. Who are they? I keep hearing they. So
well, we don't know who that is, but let me jump in here, Mike. You know, there are a lot of people in our industry that didn't grow up in the United States and don't understand our system of government.
Right.
Okay. There are three branches of government. There's the executive, the legislative, and the judicial.
Right.
Okay. Now, the legislative part of the government passed the surcharge. The executive part of the government, which is the governor, signed the surcharge. He could veto it or sign it.
Right.
Okay. If he vetoes it, it goes back to the legislature, and they could override the governor. Okay. So right now, it's in the governor's hands to step in and say, okay, I'll rescind or postpone it. Okay. The governor can do that. Okay. But also, the judicial part keeps the Constitution in line. In other words, you can't violate the Constitution of the United States.
Right.
Okay, or New York State has its own constitution, also in line with the Constitution of the United States.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so if the courts decide that there are reasons that the surcharge was done against law, against what the Constitution says or what previous laws that have been written says, then the courts can stop in and stop the surcharge.
Well, okay. They should. I mean, there's so many points where they can do that. Real court. Now, you got to get it into federal, because these local yokels are just puppets for the governor. It's disgusting the way he rigged the court system. He's not.
Well,
we've learned that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but yeah. I mean, we do have a Trump court. We have Trump federal judges coming in. You have a Trump Supreme Court coming in. So it'll be interesting to see a test case on this, because it's a direct violation of due process. It's discrimination against the population. It's the competitive disadvantage by a governor who thinks he's king, who has three terms, which again should be term limited out. So you have a lot of stuff there from a legal standpoint. It's not just Mike, you know, blowing smoke out of his you know what. There's some legalese there that makes this a violation of law. And like I said, jumping back to the point, you have private investors buying bonds from the MTA and from the state of New York, why are we propping up the value of private investment with a surcharge? If your entity is going down the drain, you got to charge people to ride the trains. I mean, they keep begging people to raise the train by a quarter and by 10 cents. Hey, listen, things cost money. You got to stop listening to someone screaming into a public hearing microphone about raising the subway by a quarter while they're wearing $400 sneakers and a $600 leather jacket. All right, and we're talking about nickels and dimes here, and you got to stop. You got to stop and say, listen, like us, hey, $2.75 per person in a yellow cab would be $11. We cover a lot of area and make a profit in $11 cab rides. I mean, we do okay. Like you were $11 cab ride king. I mean, I always used to go to the airport off and on, but I mean, the average yellow cab driver, if you get a day of $11 cab drivers and the traffic is light, you can do okay. You can make a living at $2.75 per person.
The best, when I was driving, and I have to say I stopped driving after 42 years in 2012,
right.
Okay? But the best days I had were days where I never left Manhattan.
Well, you never what?
Okay. Where I never left Manhattan, and I'm not talking about refusing fares. I would never refuse a fare to other places.
Right.
But I'm talking about days where it just happened that nobody asked me to leave Manhattan.
Right.
Okay, so that's where the bulk of the business is from the Battery to 96th Street, and even above that, you know, you can take that up to Harlem and beyond. Okay, there's plenty of business. Okay, and this is this congestion zone is going directly into the heart of the yellow business. Okay,
it's a dagger in the heart, where
people outside of the congestion zone also need the MTA, the subways and the buses. And you know, my opinion is this: every transaction, you know, should have an MTA tax or a congestion tax or whatever you want to call it.
Right.
You know, just as they have a sales tax.
Right.
Okay, if you go into a grocery store, you know, some food items are exempt from the sales tax.
Right.
Okay, and some and those items could be exempt from any congestion tax. But those items that are given the sales tax, throw in another 4 or 5 cents
right.
for congestion. Okay,
sure.
And make sure that that money goes where it's supposed to go.
Right.
Okay.
Well, I say what we should do in this situation is instead of us paying the MTA $2.50 a trip, the MTA should pay us $2.50 a trip. We want to get subsidized. We want to get subsidized just like the buses and the subways. So from now on, why don't they give us $2.50 a trip there? That's the solution, okay? And
I'm going to give you the answer
right.
of why they don't, because the MTA is government run, and the taxis, the yellow taxis, are independently, privately run.
Right.
Okay. So the government is beating up on its citizens and small business owners by creating this surcharge. Okay.
Sure.
Now, if the government would step in and buy up all the medallions and give us the money that's due us.
Right.
Okay. The money that they took, the $800-900 million that they took from these taxis to sell these medallions,
mm-hmm.
okay, and a reasonable amount for those that bought their assets before the prices were that high,
right.
okay, then they could be part of the government too, the taxis, and then they could put a surcharge on anyone they wish.
That,
all right?
Maybe, you never know if they're going to do that anyway. Maybe that's why they're driving the price into the gutter, so they can do that for cheap, to do that for $1 million.
Well, the bottom line here is the yellow taxis are being taken advantage of.
Right.
Okay? Period. End of sentence. There's nothing else to say. You're picking on us because you can, not because it's right.
Right.
It's not right. Mm-hmm. It is not right.
Let me ask you, historically, since you've been in the game for a while, what was the one time where you thought the yellow cabs at least had something politically in their advantage? I mean, there had to have been some times along in the last 30 years where we had an organization, we had this,
I think the yellow cabs lost their political advantage when Rudy Giuliani decided to throw all of these rules out or upon the yellow taxis.
Mm-hmm.
And if you remember, the taxis went on strike. And that's pretty much when the Taxi Workers Alliance was, I don't know if they were still around, if they were around yet, but if they weren't, that's when they, you know, pretty much started to gather up members.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And that was in 1998.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct. Yeah, yeah.
Right. Yeah. Okay. It's not right. Look, it's this surcharge just isn't right. All right.
Yeah.
I don't know how else to put it. I'm just simply going to say it's not right. It's unjust.
Well, it's illegal. I mean,
period.
A lot of this stuff is just not right.
Yeah.
It's just illegal.
Yeah.
I think the fact of the matter is, and this is my opinion. This is the opinion of Mike. I think what happens is anytime there's a big problem in the industry, there's a handful of people who are able to be cajoled. I'm not going to say bought off, because right now they've lost $1 million per medallion, so that doesn't sound like much of a buy-off. But who are bullshitted into agreeing to something where they're told they'll take them on the side and say, listen, we'll take care of you. We'll do this, we'll do that. And then nothing happens. So they've been bamboozled, they've been hornswoggled, they've been ripped off, and all because they've been suckers for these scams that the city proposes, because they try and talk to the so-called leadership sometimes, offer them a deal, and the cab driver is out of the loop. The cab driver historically is the person dragging all this money into the system. And for whatever reason, that cab driver is the last person to get paid. I mean, I can't tell you how frustrating it's been for me over the years to watch that happen, where we have these leaders sitting around talking to the taxi commission. Nobody drives a cab. Nobody owns a cab. I mean, you got to be kidding me. And it's just all of a sudden the same people over and over again. And, Abe, you drove a cab for many years, and I'm sure you felt the same way back then, where you say all these taxi leaders, you say to yourself, listen, we got to have somebody out there who drives a cab. You want to be a
well,
taxi
Mike,
leader?
I'm going to be honest with you. I never really paid a lot of attention to the politics when things were going well.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
You know, and because I was under the impression that I had an exclusive right to the street hails in New York City.
Historical.
Yeah. Or let me rephrase that, to the people on the street,
right,
wanting taxis in New York City.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You know, and then there was this big to-do about, well, you know, the radios and the prearranged calls will go to the other segment of the industry, the black cars,
uh-huh,
and the taxis will be able to pick up the people hailing on the street. And then came the app calls. The app calls are really street hails. If they're on
right.
the street, it's a street hail. I don't care how they put it, how they phrase it, how they've defined it, which they haven't,
right.
Okay? It's a street hail. You're on the street. What's the difference if you raise your hand or touch your phone? You mm-hmm. want a cab.
Right.
Okay? All right? And they were convinced to play this game, you know, and go to court and deny that it's a street hail. And I don't know how they got the judges to agree with them, but they did. Okay?
Right.
All right? You know, and they sold medallions. They sold medallions with an upfront price of $800,000, okay, promising that you have exclusive right to the people on the street, okay? Street hails, they called it, whatever you want to call it. It's the people on the street. And with an opportunity to grow your asset or at least have that asset as you're paying for it, okay? Because if you bought a medallion for $800,000, you didn't have to pay $800,000. You just had to refinance the $800,000, okay? And after, say, 10, 20 years, when you pay that off, then that medallion is yours, okay? And you could either sell it
right.
or have a retirement and lease it out,
mm-hmm.
okay? And, you know, those who didn't sell it, such as myself, you know, were happy with the retirement, you know, what do you call it? I'm sorry, Mac. I know you don't like when I go, but
oh, well,
asset.
It's up to you.
Well, it's the dividend.
It's Mike and Abe. It's Mike and Abe. It's not Mike and That's all.
Yeah. Okay, but I got to think sometimes, okay? The word that I want is dividend. I was happy with the dividend that I was getting, and now I cannot live on the dividend that it has fallen to.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you know, every time I watch a TLC meeting, they talk about the drivers need money, these need money, you know, but they never mention the hundreds and hundreds of retired cab drivers, people that drove for 20, 30, 40 years, okay,
right.
bought their medallions, paid for their medallions, and then leased their medallions,
uh-huh.
okay, they don't talk about compensating them. Okay, what? What are we? You chewed us up and spit us out?
Mm-hmm.
With chopped liver? What are we? Okay?
Yeah.
I'm not chopped liver. I worked on the streets in New York for 42 years. I have a squeaky clean record. You look at my TLC record, and you'll see that nobody ever brought me downtown and made a complaint against me as a driver.
Right.
Yeah. Okay? And now I have to struggle. Okay, I have to find other ways to make money when I was supposed to have that medallion as a retirement.
Yeah, now you're in Florida.
Okay.
Now you're in Florida.
Right.
You have to hustle the supermarket for a few bucks on the weekend just to survive.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Right. I have to do things I don't want to do. I'll tell you that right now.
You're like a heartbeat away from a Home Depot orange vest. And I wouldn't wish that on anybody.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's basically where it's at.
Yeah.
You know, I demand that you step in there and, you know, make sure that these cars, these app cars, are only doing prearranged work like they're supposed to.
Right.
Okay? real pre-arranged work, not the nonsense of, well, the guy hit his thing on the button and he was standing in front of the Empire State Building and mm-hmm. a car came from two blocks away and picked him up, so that's pre-arranged. No, it's not.
Right.
It's not. Okay? It's not. We all know it's not. You know it's not. They know it's not. Everybody in his right mind knows it's not. It's yeah. not.
Well, I was talking to one of the big shot lawyers say, the trick is you got to yeah. get this out. You got to get this out of the city and the state courts, because the city and the state courts, in my opinion, it's disgusting. They're getting into where they're rigged. All right, and now it's just very yeah. sad that the legal justice system is kissing Cuomo's ass apparently every step of the way. And this last lawsuit, I kept hearing these so-called industry leaders saying, "Don't talk about the case. You can't talk about that case." So nobody talks about the case, and we lose the case in a local court. You got to talk about the case, unless the judge threatens to throw you in jail. We have the First Amendment. That's the bottom line to defend ourselves, the right to free speech in the United States of America. You have to talk about the case. You don't see Sharpton not talking about the case. Sharpton parades 100,000 people down Flatbush Avenue. He doesn't seem like he's afraid to talk about the case, and he gets whatever he wants. So you got to start talking about yeah. the case when you're in court. You have to stop with this hiding. And then if somebody tells you don't talk about the case, what message does that send? It sounds like you're trying to work out a little deal. No, talk about the case, full disclosure, the end. Now, moving forward, Abe, I understand what you're saying. You feel like you've been double-crossed, and the mm-hmm. city of New York is basically to the seniors trying to retire on their medallion that they thought was signed and sealed. The city of New York is saying, bleep you, and thanks for the memory. And, this is another thing with the Blasio administration. The Blasio and the progressives, apparently, they have a political core. Their goal is to keep the poor poor. All right? Now, when you got a first-generation immigrant coming to the United States, buys a medallion for $400,000, and the medallion goes up to $800,000, that's not keeping the poor poor, okay? Now, I think there was a fear that once the yellow cab drivers started making money, they would get out of that core political base of being poor. De Blasio and Cuomo, they depend on government workers and keeping the poor poor. That's my opinion, okay? And we have to start realizing that we're business people and we can't be conspired against and driven out of business by a bunch of freaking commies, in my opinion.
Well, the government shouldn't be stepping in. Should be stepping in, actually. You know, the government has control of what goes on in our industry, okay?
Right.
And they should be stepping in. They should, they've passed laws already, you know, saying that, you know, they can't make any new black cars or rap cars, they put a cap on it, so to speak. And I want to see 100,000 cars be cut to like 30,000. Okay,
yeah,
that'll make me happy. That'll make me happy, and that'll bring back some of the medallion value. Now, I know $1 million such dollars was a little bit off the charts.
Right.
Okay, but just give me a value that's reasonable, and a payment that I could take to the bank.
Well, this is
okay.
The thing. I mean, you get Uber. I call them Uber et al. Uber and all these app companies, they're just getting a piece of the action of all the cars on the street. They have no intention of reducing the cars because they just want to flood the streets because they're getting 30% of everything. And you say to yourself, wait a second, what about the city of New York? What about the city of New York that cannot sell a direct issue medallion for $1 million a piece anymore? I mean, you have to cancel an auction of a million medallions. No, I'm sorry, of 1,000 medallions that were going to be sold for $1 million. That's $1 billion down the drain. Why?
Because you know something. When they passed the law in 2011, allowing for another 2,000 medallions.
Right.
Okay, it was Sheldon Silver, who I believe he's somewhere in Rikers.
He's in Club Fed. He's in Club Fed where he belongs.
Club Fed said, "We must pass this. We must pass this because how could we turn down $1 billion?"
Right.
Those were his exact words. Okay, now he was in a higher position then than he is now.
Yeah.
Okay, much higher. All right. All right. But that was his terms of thinking. And you know, they have thrown $1 billion out the window. All right. Now, are they making it up with the fees from the Ubers and the Lyfts and all of these people? I hardly think so. I don't know.
No.
Okay,
no,
listen, Mike, Uber is
bullshitting the public. They're going to go public next year. They got to show the books. Once Uber shows the books, they say they're going to go public. They got to show the investments, yeah, the books and the SEC.
Well, they according to the news, they filed the papers to do so. Hold on.
So now you're going to have this wonderful, what they call it, wildly popular. That's the hype ball on the internet. This wildly popular, you know, Schlemiel company going to now go public. How are you going to go public if you're losing $4 billion a year? I mean, you got to be kidding me. Apparently, that's the rate. They're losing $1 billion a quarter. What world am I living in? Everybody's kissing their ass. They're losing billions of dollars every year. I mean, they keep moving the goalposts. At what point do you turn a profit? At what point do you justify to your investors, here it is, and I think there's a lot of erosion in the Uber base. And you don't even have a lot of full-time drivers at Uber. Now you just have this onslaught of part-time Uber drivers working at night, fake to a large part. Oh, and by the way, I'm seeing the ads for work for Uber and promoting Uber on the back of the city buses. So the MTA buses and subways, MTA, Mass Transit Authority, MTA, is alleging that they're broke all the time. But on the back of their bus, they're advertising Uber. So they're advertising a company that's sucking away revenue from the MTA, hundreds of millions of dollars being sucked away by Uber. They're promoting that on the back of city buses. You got to be kidding me. And the other thing is, Abe, the TV in the back of the cab, I'll say it again, they're not talking about this $250 per ride travesty kicking in January 1st. So instead of telling the public about it, they're trying to sneak it through. Until it shows up on the meter in January, then everybody's going to yell at the cabbies like they're going to think it's our money. It's not our money. Ridiculous.
Yeah. Okay, Mike. Yeah. I think we've beat this horse to death already.
No, not yet. I'm going to keep beating the horse.
Let's move on. Okay, anything else we want to talk about? You wanted to talk about parking tickets.
Oh, parking.
You got a parking ticket?
I got a parking ticket the other day, and it's been a while since we did the show. So I was watching the Bush funeral, and funeral on the radio. I was watching the funeral on the radio. Okay, I wasn't watching it.
Right, you were listening.
Yeah, so I'm listening, and everybody keeps talking about, oh, you know, the federal offices are closed. Federal offices are closed because of the Bush funeral. Now everybody's in love with Bush. Everybody hated him when he was president. Everybody's kissy-kissy about Bush because they want to stick it to Trump. Anyway, I'm listening to the Bush funeral, and I said, oh, the federal's closed. Okay, so I'll just, and I'm looking in front. I have to move the car in front of the house, move the cab in front of the house because I took a cab for a double. I have to move the cab in front of the house at 11:30. So I see everybody's parked on the block. I mean, everybody. So not one person moved at 11:30 in the morning. So I said, okay, well, I'll just, you know, leave the car. I guess it's, you know, no tickets today. In respect for a dead president and his funeral, silly me. All of a sudden I see this parking person. Like, I'll say a twerp head writing tickets. I said, oh, so I go out. I didn't get a ticket yet. So I'm going to my car. It's like, maybe, you know, right around 11:30. I said, oh, wow, it's 11:30. I didn't think you were writing tickets today. She goes, oh, no. It's a, you have to write. It's like I needed a translator for this person writing the tickets. She goes, oh, So basically, I deduced from what this person was saying, writing tickets. It wasn't NYPD. It was a traffic cop. That, okay, it's a federal holiday. We're still writing tickets in the city because it's not a city holiday, and blah, blah, blah. Says, oh, okay, well, thank you for telling me. So she moves to the left side of the car, stands in front of me so I can't leave, hits the registration with the laser, and gives me a ticket. I said, why'd you do that? I'm in the car. I'm sitting in the car with the engine running. Why'd you do that? She goes, I have a right to write you the ticket because So I look at the ticket, The ticket says, 11 minutes after the time passed, where I said, listen, it's not 11 minutes after the time passed. I'm sitting in the car. I'm sitting in the car ready to move and asking you if I should move. And then I look behind me. There are about 8 cars behind me who had already gotten a ticket. So how in the name of God can she write 8 cars behind me all of us getting a ticket within the course of 11 minutes, all right? It doesn't take 1 minute to process a ticket per car. It takes maybe like 2 or 3 minutes. So by the time she would have got to me, theoretically, it would have been 20 minutes past. So I'm going to fight this, and thank God for the Mike and Abe show. We can talk about this nonsense on the
street. Yeah.
But, oh, by the way, last thing, speaking of parking, I had asked you, and you really didn't have an answer. I don't have an answer. If somebody gets drunk at the Christmas party, blind drunk, goes into a parking garage and tries to get their car, is the parking garage legally bound not to give the keys to the drunk trying to get the car out of the parking garage?
Good question. That's a good question.
That is a good question.
And I don't know the answer.
Because I've seen more than a few folks running, like staggering into a parking garage. I'm saying, what is this guy going to, like, take a leak on the wall or something? Staggering into the parking garage. Then he goes to the window. Then he gets the keys. And then he or she, like, swerves out of the parking garage with their car. So I'm wondering.
Well, you know something? Let me say this, okay? Knowing the way the government and the police and the parking people operate in the city of New York, I think they would give the car to the drunk and send somebody right outside where the exit to the where they have the cars is, you know, and as the guy drives out, he stops him and says, you're drunk, you're under arrest.
I mean, like, grab him half a block down the road.
Yeah, right, exactly. Because, right. You know, that wouldn't surprise me one bit.
Uh-huh.
Okay, let the drunk guy in the car so we could arrest him for driving drunk.
Yeah.
Okay, that's just a guess, folks. Just a guess, but many people might agree that that could very well happen in the city of New York.
Yeah. Oh, and the last little Christmassy thing that I heard, there is a direct relationship between the stores that are going out of business and going broke on the streets of New York and the bike lane that they have on the side of that store. Because apparently the bike lanes are all on the left side of the avenue versus the right side. So if you have a store on the right side of the avenue, you're doing okay because someone can hop in, grab some stuff, and hop out. If you have a bike lane on the left side of the avenue with the concrete barrier and the bicycles whipping by at 30 or 40 miles an hour, you're losing a ton of business because of these people on bikes.
Okay, Mike, these bike lanes have caused a lot more problems than they've solved.
Exactly.
Okay.
Right.
All right. You know, it was Bloomberg's idea. Okay, yeah. And his traffic commissioner to let them be put in. Okay, I don't know where they got permission. I don't know if the city council said we allowed it or whatever, but it was the dumbest thing they could do to the streets of New York.
Yeah.
Because you're talking about congestion, that's part of the problem, the bike lanes.
A huge part of the problem.
Okay.
A huge part of the problem.
Okay, part of the problem.
And the bike lane, I mean, we're placating. We're like kissing their butt for the bike, and now the electric scooter people, and they're not even registered or insured. I mean, I could see if you have a lane on the streets of New York for traffic, it should be a vehicle that is registered and insured. Because I've had a few times where a bike almost hit my cab, and God forbid you go to court with a, you know, oh my God, a cab driver hit a bike. It's like, no, the bike hit the cab. The bike drove into the cab. And a few times I've seen these delivery guys beeline towards the door when it's opening. They want to get hit a lot of these bike accidents, in my opinion. A lot of these bike people are scamming the system. They want to get hit to sue. They're not avoiding accidents. They're driving into the side of the cab many times.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to start registering and insuring these bikes, damn it. Go ahead.
Okay, Mike, let me wrap this show up.
No!
Okay.
I have to talk for another hour of shit to piss off.
I have a question I'm going to throw out there.
Yeah.
You know, I'm hoping that still the surcharge is going to be stopped.
Oh, but, please, yeah.
But I haven't heard one word yet about how is the surcharge going to be implemented. And that was this TLC meeting was about a couple of weeks ago with no decision was made. Okay, but how is it if the surcharge is not postponed, then legally all of the taxis are going to be liable to pay this surcharge to the state of New York.
Wow.
Okay, the taxi owners are going to be liable. And how is this surcharge going to be put on the meter? Is my question. Okay.
Yeah.
Do the meters have to all be taken in be reset for this, or is this going to be done through the GPS system, which knows where you are? Okay. So how is this going to happen? Okay.
Well,
that's my question.
Yeah, jumping back to the fact that I hope all these people saying they're going to sue, I hope they get their ass in gear, because we have about 2 weeks left to figure this out, to stop this travesty mm-hmm. from happening, because it's a lot of stuff that is unconstitutional, it's illegal, and don't fall for it again, people, about being bought off with some nickel and dime scenario to keep you out of the court. You got to sue it, and at the very least, get a judge to sign a TRO, a temporary restraining order, so we can figure this all out. Because in my opinion, it's just illegal. It shouldn't be done. That's all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so everybody, go to the December 19th demo. It's on 41st Street and
3rd Avenue. 3rd Avenue and, on 3rd
and,
Avenue.
And, you know, and I do have a message from the Taxi Workers Alliance concerning this demonstration. So on the front page of NYC Taxi News.
Right.
Okay, and it's scheduled for 1:30 p.m., I see.
Okay.
Okay, so you can read the Taxi Workers Alliance message concerning this.
Good.
Okay. It says here, let me see, it says here, and let me get a look at this. It says, anytime, 12 noon to 4 p.m. Oh, that's, you can go there any day of the week that they're still demonstrating. But the big demonstration will be on Wednesday.
The demonstration is Wednesday on the 19th.
Yeah.
So please show up everybody, right. You have a week to show up to voice your opinion, and it's your business. Yeah. I mean, there's not a lot of things, good jobs in the city. I mean, this is something where everybody made a living for 75 years, Abe. 75 years? More than that?
80. It's more like 80 years.
For over 80 years, the Yellow Cab has been an icon of New York City.
Well, you know, so and before the implementation of the Hess Act in 1937, there were taxis out there making a living, And the reason the Hess Act was passed was because there was too many taxis trying to make a living, and by the time they got to that, they weren't all making a living, and that's why they passed the Hess Act.
Right.
So now history is repeating itself. Okay.
Well, the good thing here is that I read the other day where Trump administration is in fact appointing district judges, appointing federal judges. So we can get this thing out of the local yokels' grubby paws and into a Trump court. It may have a different outcome versus the Obama and the de Blasio and the Cuomo court, which, in my opinion, is a disgrace. They've shown that over and over again, where there's all these progressives want to rip off the poor. That's what it is. You're calling yourself a progressive.
Well,
stealing from the poor,
it's funny, Mike, but the progressives are supposed to be helping the poor.
Right, but now they're stealing from the poor.
All right. Yeah. All right, Mike, let's get the show on the road, okay? And I want to wish everybody a happy, merry Christmas, and don't drink and drive. And try to stay home New Year's Eve. You're out of your mind if you go out.
Get yourself a hot little,
And there will be many yellow taxis on the street on New Year's Eve.
Yes.
Okay. Uh-huh. All right. And they will not surcharge you nor intentionally rip you off.
Right.
Okay. There may be a couple of bad apples out there. I don't know. There usually is. Okay. But aside from that, you're going to get a nice, honest ride in a yellow taxi on New Year's Eve, okay?
Right.
And what else is there to say?
Not much. Go to the demo on the 19th. Let's get this fiasco taken care of, okay? There's strength in numbers.
Okay.
Let's get to it. December 19th in front of the governor's office.
Yeah.
And, bring a good pair of lungs. Let them know I'll pick
now, off. Now the next show we're going to do, Mike, will probably be after the New Year.
Okay.
Lately we've been doing a show every couple of weeks.
No. We have to follow up the demonstration. We have to talk about what's going on.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So we'll be back. We'll be back. show, hopefully next week or within
well,
the next
we'll
two
be back
weeks.
Next week. We have to follow this up. Every now and then we have news. You know, it's like we're just getting...
Yeah, okay. All right.
Okay. All right, we'll save it up. Okay, thank you, everybody. Happy everything to everybody, and be careful out there and watch out for the drunks and you know, do what you can to fight the good fight. See you on the 19th in front of the governor's office that we pay for.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Bye, everyone.
Okay, bye.
Bye.